Unit 4. Travel.
Lesson 13. Part 1. Dialogue.
Jane and Betty are going on separate holidays in a few days' time. Hello, Betty. When are you going off to Guangzhou? Next Thursday evening. How are you getting to the airport? Is anybody seeing you off? Yes, my brother Bob is coming with me to the airport to see me off. My plane leaves at 7, so I think we'll take a taxi. Where are you staying in Guangzhou? I hear that the hotels there are very expensive. I'm staying with a friend of mine. Her name is Kate Clark. Kate Clark? I know her. I met her last year. Do give her my regards. Of course I will. What about you? Aren't you going to see Anne soon? That's right, on Friday. I'm going there for the holiday with my parents. How are you getting there? By train? No, by air. How long are you staying in Xi'an? Just the weekend. Well, I must be off. See you when I get back. Have a nice time in Guangzhou and say hi to Bob from me. Of course. Good luck. Have a good trip. Thanks. The same to you. Bye.
Lesson 14. Reading.
Read this travel diary to answer these questions. 1. Where did the writer go? 2. How did she travel?
A travel diary. 1.
Tuesday, October the 5th, 1999. Fine.
I'm sitting on a rock near the river with my friends. Our guide is cooking supper. I can smell it. We are having a wonderful time. I'm in the middle of this great forest in South America. We can't travel through the forest by road because there aren't any roads. So we have to travel by air or boat. We are enjoying our boat trip very much. At night, we tie the boat to a big tree by the river bank near a village. Our guide buys some food from the villagers, and we cook it ourselves. Sometimes we eat chicken, eggs, birds, or monkeys. I think it is wrong to eat monkeys, so I don't. Most of the time, we eat fish. All night long, we can hear the strange sounds of wild birds and animals. There are parrots, too. We can see them flying along the river. In the evening, I love sitting by the fire and playing my guitar. It is dangerous to swim in the river. This afternoon, I was just about to go swimming when luckily our guide saw me and shouted at me, "Stop! Don't swim!" He explained that there are dangerous fish in the river. The fish have very sharp teeth. They can eat a person in 2 minutes, leaving only the bones. Last week, we started our trip across this country. After spending the weekend in the capital, we took a taxi to the airport. Then we took off and flew over a part of the forest. What a sad sight it was. For miles and miles, I could see nothing except a great fire and lots of smoke. There is not enough land by the sea. The population of the country is growing every minute. Many people cannot find work in the capital. They are moving into the forests. They travel until they come to a wild part of the forest. Then they burn the forest and plant crops for their cows. They can sell their beef at a high price in the capital.
Lesson 15, Part 1, Reading.
Read the second part of the diary to answer this question. What is happening to the forest?
A travel diary. 2.
The farmers don't stay long in the same place. They move on to a new place every 2 or 3 years. I asked, why don't they stay? Isn't it easier to stay in the same place? Why do they move and burn more of the forest? The answer is this. You can only grow crops in the forest for 1 or 2 years. The soil is very thin in the forest. It is only about 20 centimeters thick. It can easily be destroyed by the burning and by the cows. The soil is made from the dead leaves of the trees above. Under the soil there is nothing but sand. When this soil is destroyed, the forest land will become sand again. But this time there will be no trees to make new soil from their leaves.